Blog Talk Radio.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
See that with me, so you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, cause she's so in business. All been changed, but I mean that's so in business. You that was so in business, you now was so in business. See that with me, so you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, cause she's so in business. I'll be changed, but I mean that so in business. You down with so in business, you live with so in business.
Get right click now, it's live, you turn your dial up. Hell yeah, and bitches, who's the last leg? Status up,
we on point, brand new, so we ballin'. Got the worldwide web focused on
ballin'.
And another sub, hitting their way. Play them independent artists, real airplay. And them topics hot, I take it on the rock. I tune in every Friday,
8 o'clock,
and the band, she got R&B. It's not a little spoken word, plus it's me. Thank you for joining in. Call it, here's your last hope. You have been plugged in. So ambitious, here we go.
You have now been plugged into the Friday night street party with the queen of Blog Talk Radio. The first
so ambitious.
Oh, you hate it. So ambitious. I told you I got you on the intro. Even if you ain't want to get on.
Even if you ain't want to get on.
It's time to turn your speakers up. Turn your speakers up.
Welcome to So Ambitious here on Lawless Radio. Now, I'm usually here on Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., but I had to come in tonight because I'm going to do two interviews here, which was last minute, a last minute decision. But I'm going to be interviewing two artists tonight, actually, an artist by the name of Juice and another artist by the name of Jamal. And those interviews will take place at 1 will take place at 8:15, and that's when we'll have Jamal call in. And at 9 o'clock, we'll have Juice call in and tell us a little bit about his music. Shouts out to Ms. Brianna Gatlin, who is the PR for these two guys who set this interview up. All right, shouts out to you guys for tuning in to Lawless Radio on a Saturday evening. Now, shouts out to the chairman who allowed me to come in and do my thing here on Saturday. And shout out to my world, my family, Mr. Jay's Verse, who is in the studio right now, working on that album, finishing it up. And shout out to Red G. All right, guys. Now, to submit your music here on Lawless Radio, go to www.lawlessradio.com and click on that Submit Your Music tab. Everything you need to know is there. And if you have any questions you would like to ask my guest tonight, the number is 646-478-5209. Now, you can also follow us here on Lawless Radio on Twitter, and it's at Lawless Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at SoAmbitious1. And you can also check out my website, www.soambitiousonline.com. Now, while I wait for my guest to call in, I'm going to go ahead and get into some music for you guys. And as soon as you call in, we'll get to these interviews. All right. This is Blowing Kisses, Jay Silva.
Trying to live it up. I'm just trying to get it up. would you even try? I'm just trying to turn it up, so I drink it up or not. Well, I'm on the getting started, so I got the ego drop. Oh,
like the letter I, right dear Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them will ride? And you keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die.
Y'all, welcome back to So Ambitious here on Lawless Radio. Now we have a caller on the line. I'm going to pull this caller in and see what's up. All right, last 4-5-8-5-4, you're on line with So Ambitious.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jamal AG.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Everything all right with you?
Everything's good. I'm still recovering from last night. I'm kind of tired and hungover.
What you went
through? We went out, just me and one of my clients went out last night, and oh boy, I can't be messing with them.
There you go. <That's
what's up. laughs> But I'm going to keep it together, you know, make this interview fun for you, you know.
That's cool.
All right, now introduce yourself for everybody.
All right, for everybody who don't know who I am, my name is Jamal HD. Originally from Houston, they got a new project coming out called HD MI. So at this point, my music, if you're into J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Lupe Fiasco, those great artists, then I think I'll probably be somebody that's in your range. I started making music back like 4 or 5 years ago, taking different genres from like pop, rock, and hip-hop from the 80s and 90s. And start to contribute that into my sound now. So that's what I'm known for at this point. Put out two projects, one in 2010 called Synthesis and another one back in 2011 called Mixtape with the Console Grip, and start building my fan base from there. I did everything from festivals nationwide to being a supporting act on Trip the Ripper's tour, on Gift Rap's tour, and just making it happen. And constantly, I just see my fan base growing. Twitter's like over 2,000 right now. The Facebook, I just put it up just now. And I think I started the week with like 61 likes, and at the end, it made to like 1,098. So it's a lot of people looking out for what I'm doing.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay. So you ain't playing with it, huh?
No, ma'am, not at all.
Right, now, at what age did you know, though, that this is something that you were serious about and that you really wanted to do?
I think I was 20. I've been doing music since high school. You know, I started off battling and everything like that, freestyling, and then I started to write music. But when I graduated high school back in 06 and then 08, my daughter was born, and I kind of just sat there and I really wanted to, you know, of course, my mom was on just taking care of her, trying to keep her mouth full and everything like that, but I've been doing music for like too long at that point, working jobs, saving up to buy equipment, and you know, just constantly just rapping. So I really had to make that do or die situation. I knew I was good at it. I knew this is something I really want to work on and get somewhere with. So that just made me just say, forget it. I got to do it. And I got to do it now, not only for myself, but for my family.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because, you know, you have so many artists that's trying to come in. And they get frustrated if they don't have a number one single within a month. And they don't realize it takes hard work to really make it in the industry, especially as an indie artist.
Yes. And I don't know. I get those kind of questions, too. And guys come up to me, like, especially at shows, and they want some kind of advice. You just really have to keep it up. You know, first of all, your music has to be good. That's off top. And second of all, they shouldn't worry about, you know, just that one hit. Like, if I make a hit, my mind is like, you know, oh, here we go. Now I got to make a hit that overdoes that. So they want to continue to have a career. They want to build a career, just not be a one-hit wonder. Because the one-hit wonders, let me see, they get up, they blow up, number one on Billboard, that's what's up. A couple of features, couple of shows they probably make, like, depending on who it is and who they got behind them, like 5 to 10 G's a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that single passed and people are just tired of hearing it, they just sitting there trying to figure out what they're going to do next, and all they're going to do is try to make the exact same thing, but some people won't fly for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. And, you know, I try to, even my clients, I try to tell them, you know, you can't come into music today and be like this big number one artist by next week. That it just doesn't happen. It takes a lot of work and a lot of grind to get there. Because as an indie artist, you have to get people to really stop and listen to you first of all to even take you serious.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because I mean, even the artist today, T.I. was talking about, especially before the whole Grand Hustle thing, it took him 10 years to get where he was. When I think it was the second album that came out, it takes a long time to build to where you want to go. So that's how it is.
Definitely. Okay, now tell me about the first time you actually stepped into the booth, though. What was that like?
Actually, by my first time stepping into the booth, that booth was actually made. we saved up money. We bought, like, you know, studio foam. And at that time we used, I think, Kool-Aid and, like, a $200 mic from, like, Guitar Center. And we just kind of just padded everything up and just kind of hopped to it. When I got to a professional studio, one of those studios where you pay like $50-$75 an hour, that was a whole other thing. Cause you know, I'm not engineering my music. I got this professional dude doing it. You know, it's a $500,000 studio with a $1 million board that he's working from, and that was kind of crazy. They kind of showed me where my future was leading to.
Okay. Now, what was when and where was your first stage show? Like, when was the first time you actually got in front of a crowd and performed?
Let me think. I think it was 2008. It was a group that was making a video. It was called Google Me at the time. They was really trying to push it down here, and they was having a video release party, which I helped them set up some things for that music video for that. But I think that song was called Club Shutdown at the time. But anyway, they heard about my music. They liked my music, so they wanted me to perform. So I got on stage with like 20 of my friends, like everybody, you know, and I'm screaming to like the top of my lungs because it was my first show. I was excited, and I really wanted to just kill it. So literally, like I just came screaming, just all these lyrics. It was more like a heavy metal show than a rap show at that time. But the more I started hopping on stages and really getting comfortable with everybody and feedback from the audience, that really helped out a lot. So I went from that to being something else on stage, something that looks more professional and way more entertaining.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about your first album and who you worked with on that.
Synthesis, that came out in 2010. It was really just with a couple of close friends of mine. Beat making wise, I hollered at a lot of different people, especially ones that were coming up from kids that was out of the U.S., like around Detroit and New York, and then this one guy that was out there in Canada. Synthesis was really, I wanted it to be a milestone for everybody, but it came out being more of a milestone for me. Just because I expressed a lot of personal feelings into it and a real soulful feel of the entire project itself. And when it came out, it caught a lot of attention more than what I thought it was going to catch. You know, a lot of blogs and magazines and different other people, like a couple of the Shadyville DJs actually hit me up about it. Like, people was actually listening to this. And it showed me what I can possibly do on the next project and the one after that.
Okay, now, how many albums do you actually have out now?
I have two mixtape projects. So I got those tapes and then HDMI, which is, it should be coming out by like, I'm just going to say next month for right now. Album-wise, I really want to wait because I have a good fan base that is still rapidly building here in Canada and Europe and stuff like that, but I want to build it to that crazy point where people just like, I swear, if this guy don't come out with it, I'm going to kill him. I want to build it to that crazy point to release a debut. So right now, I just want to keep feeding people, you know, mixtapes and promo material because at the end of the day, it's a lot of people that know me and it's a lot of people who don't know me. So I'm still just trying to show people who don't know me what they, you know, what they're looking to get.
Okay. Now, I read in your bio that you actually performed alongside people like Trina and Lupe Fiasco. What was that like?
That was crazy. Trina was the first, I have to say, major star that I performed with. She was doing a show down here, Stereo Live in Houston. I knew the promoter. He heard my music. He wanted me there. So I said, okay, I'm gonna show up. So I came and I did my thing, and it was crazy. She was very nice. She was taller than what I thought. But she was very cool. Yeah, she was cooler than what I thought. Like, I'm 6'1", so when I say somebody's a tad bit taller, maybe it was the heels, I don't know.
Oh,
but
my
she was
God,
real
you're
cool.
6'1". Everybody's shorter than you.
Yeah, to a certain
so, yeah.
Right. But I think the best show was the Lupe Fiasco show because we took – that happened last year around August. That was in Bangor, Maine. The promoters hollered at me. They loved the work. They wanted me to come out. We decided to actually, me, my DJ, a couple of friends of the promoter actually decided to road trip from there, from Houston. It took 36 hours. Long time, you know, just in a car with like four or five dudes, and it's hot. That's terrible. I would not road trip again. I'm just letting you know that. But, yeah, we made it over there. The fans, they went crazy. They loved it. I did everything from signing autographs, taking pictures with people. You know, somebody was professional, just, you know, exchanging numbers. And Lupe was really cool. That was a really cool dude. That was like when he was in mid-dread, when he was growing his dreads out and nobody really knew.
Mm-hmm.
So we seen that, we was like, oh, Lou. It was crazy. At first, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of like starstruck. You know, we seen him from a distance backstage, and I was like, you know, my heart stopped to beat. I'm like, oh, all right. Because, I mean, I've been a big fan of this guy for like ever, you know, since the mixtapes he was putting out. But he got on stage, he did his thing. When he got off stage, the promoters came to me, hey, come on, we got to go meet Lupe. That's what we're going to do. And I'm like, all right, that's what's up. Went back to the green room. His voice was, like, extra raspy. But I told him, man, I was like, look, I love your work. That's another reason why I decided to do this festival, you know, da-da-da-da. And he said he really appreciated it. He heard I was doing my thing. So that was a good look for me. And we took, a press pick and everything like that. So that was a real good look, a real milestone for me, so.
Now, how have things changed for you from the first time you put out an album until now, like as far as your fan base and all of the other opportunities that you're starting to get?
Everything has changed. My image as an artist changed. Me as a person changed. The fan base growing, just everything. The music, you can hear it in the music, actually. From that 2010 release till now, everything has changed. So... You can tell. And now it's like, you know, since I said I use, like, a lot of pop and rock influence, you know, my fans aren't just hip-hop fans. Some of these guys never listen to hip-hop a day in their life, but it was a certain song I heard, and, you know, right now they got guys tweeting about me and just other certain things, so it's crazy. But everything has changed, everything. Now I can actually see myself on what kind of artist I'm going to be. Usually when guys start rapping, they just imitate their favorite artist. If a guy... is a big fan of Jay-Z, he gonna do whatever Jay-Z do. If a guy's a big fan of, let's say Ludacris, you know, he gonna do what Ludacris do. But I went from listening to like Big Pun, Big L, and all these white bands, and when you listening to all that stuff, you don't know which way you want to go, so you wind up just taking a piece out of everything, and that's what actually made me. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna ask you this: what is it like now? I know you have a whole bunch of groupies. How do you handle that? How do you keep yourself out of trouble? Because you have a lot of artists. When the groupies come, they just don't know how to go the other way.
And it tripped me out. Like I understand. Like you know, it's plenty of times, especially after a show. A lot of girls want to come up and meet, you know, whoever they're screaming over and all that. Guys, sometimes you're right. They just really can't keep themselves together. But the main thing I do, I just kind of – it's one rule I go by. I just pass them to the entourage. I always keep a bunch of people with me. And I just pass them to them, you know what I'm saying, just to see how they react to that. Some groupies get upset because they were trying to – because, you know, you're the goal, so they want to go for you. Some girls just settle. It's like, all right, cool. That's fine. I say I was chilling with them. You know, it's just – it all really depends, but –
And I know it's hard, too, when you meet somebody, if they're really meeting you because they want to get to know you or if they're around you because of everything you have going on. So how do you know the difference? How can you tell the difference?
If I never knew them in the past, I just go by that. I really just go by that. It's kind of a bad thing, and it sounds kind of rude because, you know, you just kind of, especially in this game, you really don't know really anybody. You know, you go to so many different
that's
places,
true.
You meet so many different people, you know, so, that's how I just kind of take it. Because, you know, being on stage and rocking this crowd with these Ray-Bans on and these high-top Nikes that they can't find down here, and just a lot of people screaming and all that to get off stage, and then you got somebody sweating from screaming, just coming up, running to you, looking all excited, you know, you can kind of get an idea that they're there for the image, not for the person. So that's how it is.
All right, now we're going to get into this track. Your publicist and over, Welcome to the World. Tell me about that.
Man, Welcome to the World is off Mixtape with the Kung Fu Grip. That is a great track. Wait, you have Welcome to the World?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the World? Okay. Yeah, I'm just checking. Yeah, that's a great track. It's off Mixtape with the Kung Fu Grip. It was the intro. That track in particular, every time I perform it, people go bananas, especially if they never heard of me. That track is a fan getter right there. Anytime, if somebody was at my show, I don't know who Jamal HD is, I don't care, whatever, I perform that track. At the end of that show, they're running up, they're trying to do something to notify that they love it, they down, and et cetera. So, yeah.
All right, well, go ahead and introduce that for the people before we get into
it. All right, to everybody listening, again, Jamal HD, this is Welcome to My World.
All right, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Go into it, like the stuff that people recognize, and then I'll just hit everybody with that one. It all depends. It depends on how the crowd reacts to it.
Now, how did you come up with the name Jamal HD?
What? Oh, dealing with Jamal HD, of course, you know, high definition. I just felt like the music, my whole mindset on everything was high quality. I knew exactly who I was. I knew exactly where I wanted to go. So I know for a fact I can show that in a vivid way through my music. Or if not music, then visually. Before music, I used to draw a lot. I'm a big left-brainer. You know, I just love creating things like that. So through videos and all sorts of other different things that's coming up right now, like you'll see exactly what I mean by Jamal HD. Everything is going to be top quality from the music itself to the content in the videos and et cetera.
Okay. Now, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I'm going to ask you now, for the artists that are trying to come in, what advice would you give them?
don't stop. Do not stop. If you feel like you good, quit telling people you good and just prove it. You can ask, it's like a million artists in the U.S. You ask them what their music about, 10 out of 10, they're going to say life. You know, everybody is always talking about somebody's life, their life, somebody else's life, whatever. They have to look past that. You have to look for something different. If you think that you're the only person, then now think about it being 50 of them. So you always got to stick or stay outside the box. Make something that somebody never heard of. You know, something that is you, but something way different in a certain sense. You know, a lot of guys, they just either they trying to be something else that's not them or something like that, and it never works out at the end. So always be yourself. Keep on pushing, and believe me, it'll pay off.
Okay, that's a thought. All right, now give everybody your link so they can connect with you and find your music and videos or whatever else you have out here.
All right, no problem. Best thing right now, we have the trailer for HDMI up. So to check that out, please go to JamalHD.com. Catch me on Twitter at JamalWUZ here. Jamal was here. And Facebook, you know, JamalHD official page. Bottom line, not to sound cocky, just Google me. If you Google JamalHD, all that stuff will pop right up, believe me. So,
all right, I'm going to have to add you on my Twitter so I can follow your, you know, your timeline and keep up with you and see what you got going on, too. So I'm going to have to do that when I get off the show. All right, now you have any shout-outs you want to get out the way?
At this point, you know, since you're out there in Georgia, so, I mean, I got to say shout-out to the DJs. There's a couple of DJs out there that been just loving my stuff and pushing. So shout-out to the DJs. If you're a fan out there in Atlanta, shout out to you. A lot of people, they try. If I've never been there doing a show somewhere, they always try to get me to do shows somewhere. So if you're a fan in Atlanta and you've been trying to get me out there, don't worry. I'm pretty sure the time will come. And, you know, just all the music lovers and Jamal HD lovers, just shout out. You know, anybody that's hating, just tell them upgrade. So,
I'm pretty well connected out here. I'm a manager, a publicist, do radio. Yeah. So anything I have, I'll send it over to Brianna and let her get it to you. You know, anything that come up around here, I'll definitely keep my eyes open and let her know what's up.
Okay, let me know. Oh, yeah, shout out to Brianna, too. She the one, you know, me and Brianna, we met, we've been talking, like, back and forth, and now officially she's my publicist. She started, like a month or two ago, but we was talking before that. Mm-hmm. Great person. You know, I love her attitude, her character, everything works for her, and, you know, dealing with this project, me and her have been working closely with each other, so I really feel like there's going to be a difference because she's on board. So it's a big shout-out goes to her, you know. If you don't know what Swank Publishing is, you will now.
So. I know, that's right. Brianna is about that business. I've been actually knowing Brianna since 2009. When I first interviewed her as a client, Tiffany, from the Bad Girls Club. So yes. I've been talking to Brianna since 2009. So, yeah, you definitely have a great publicist, and I do see a lot of things for you because Brianna worked hard for her people.
Okay, I see that. I thought I was the hardest working person in here, but she's like a girl version of me. That's what I say. So she pushes, so I like that.
Right, well, Jamal, I thank you for calling in and chilling with me tonight. I will definitely have you back on, though. That's definitely got to happen again.
Please do.
All right, and I'm gonna go ahead and follow you on Twitter, and I'll go ahead and tweet out your information so everybody else can find you and follow you as well.
All right, cool. And get some rest tonight, you know, over there partying and everything. I know it's Saturday, but just
I have to rest up for the next weekend so I can get it in again, you know.
Do your thing.
All right, enjoy your night.
You too.
All right, y'all, that was Jamal HD. We're going to play his song again before we end the show. Now, my next guest will be calling in at 9 o'clock. He goes by the name of Juice. He's also a client on Swank Publishing. So until he calls in, we're going to get back into some more music. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at SoAmbitious1, and I will be tweeting out Jamal HD's info from my Twitter. All right. This is You Don't Have to Cry, L. Renee.
From a chooser, okay. But I chose you, so you owe me. At least been a girl, something on the low key. And by the end of the night, if you chose me, maybe I can go and slip you out your hosiery. I'm something like a boss, no cliche. No, so put my number in your phone as a keepsake. And every weekday, dream of the weekend. I'ma put you to bed and you can sleep in.
Get money all day, hustle all day, get King B, King B. 50-50, half man, half a man.
I like it hip, girl, and I like it fly. The way you make this body move, you gotta play a lot.
I like the way you make it move. I like it, hey, do what
I
they
like
do.
I like them if they yellow, brown, or caramel. Long as they bout they sell. I put them on a team and revolve them just like a carousel. State to state and town to town. Whenever I'm around, I hit them on the phone and they don't. They know it's going down, going down. Like I'm a VH1 special. Guess what flavor my love is? Girl, come and taste the rapper. Rock your body to sleep. Hey, she pretty like a daisy and fly to New York. And let her shot till she go crazy. And put her back to work and make a motherfucking pee. Y'all thought that I was tricking? Hell nah. Gifted, find the ones that are gifted. Hey.
I like it hip, girl, and I like it fly. The way you make that body move, you gotta play a lot.
I like the way you make it move. I like it, hey, do what it do.
I like it hip, girl, and I like it fly. The way you make that body move, you gotta play a lot.
I like the way you make it move.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, hey.
This one out, sir. As dear Miss Sex.
Yeah.
No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. and make your mama say he's too damn good. I wanna fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Everything filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, the best you ever have, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your ex, man. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Sexy ladies in the club tonight, you know what I'm talking about? But hey,
yeah.
Come in, what's your name? Take the shot, roll it up. I tell her I'm a star, baby, you can roll with us. I like them light skin, dark, mid, cold as such. Long as she down the ride, I show her how I turn it up. Oh, let's do it, I be foolish, baby, that's enough. Oh, she bad, roger that, plus she old enough. Whip game proper, independent, got her own. She ain't messing with them lanes, but they call her phone. Turn my swag on, plus my cash loan. Tryna blow a milli, flexin', ain't a cash strong. I bet that wrong, baby, y'all can last long. All off in the middle, take her under, but she bad home.
She bad and she know it, she ain't afraid to show it. Y'all didn't watch him while I'm talking.
Up.
pippin'.
Girl, she bad and she know it. She ain't afraid to show it. Chart and watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it. She bad.
Oh, she bad.
She bad.
Around the frame, I bet she know that. Falling when I hit the club and she can get the whole rack. Sharp from head to toe, snapping pictures, get a Kodak. I'm a rock star, baby, going hard and you should know that. Hey, popping bottles, bring the mo back. Ladies all around me, I'm just trying to hit the whole pack. Trickin' if you got it, I got it, I'm not trickin' it. Charlie say she bad, but the booty just keep jiggling.
Hey,
but baby, aren't I cool? I got two bad chickens like the Moulin Rouge. Up high with a pool, get a two-line view. Plus I party all the time with that BY dude.
She bad and she know it. She ain't afraid to show it. Charlie watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it. She bad.
She bad.
She bad.
Oh, she bad.
She bad.
She bad.
She bad and she know it. Nice girl, nice smile, and she cute in the face.
Me.
Sexy little skirt, fit it right around the waist.
Up, man.
Oh,
I see you,
D.Y.
Oh,
oh,
she bad.
She bad.
We the greatest.
Oh, oh, oh.
Godfather
oh,
the film.
Oh,
Stunner
oh,
Man.
Oh, oh.
We the
oh,
greatest.
Smoking like a
stupid in this dick. I was full of hate. Don't make me lose it in this dick. Boy, then I'm about to boot. I will shoot you in this dick.
Dum, dum, dum,
you already know. Chicken head, what you think it is? Get it on the floor.
Oh, oh, oh,
I got a problem on these bottles. I be hollering like a dollar on this vodka with my pot. I'm fucking out my bridges. Ain't no feeling in my nose. I'm fucking with the bitches. With the titties sitting slow. I rug her on the booty. Then she throw it like a hell. I will eat you out your drawers up in here.
For real.
For real. My nigga son of man. Got the blue begging man.
All right, y'all, welcome back to So Ambitious here on Lawless Radio. Again, if you're an independent artist and you want your music heard here on Lawless Radio, go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on that Submit Your Music tab, and everything you need to know is there. Also, if you want to call in and listen to any of our shows, you can call in at 646-478-5209. Now, I'm still waiting for my next guest, Juice, to call in. And until he does, I'm going to play some music. Now, it is the 9 o'clock hour. So if you have kids, put them to bed. This is the more mature and adult hour where I'll be playing a lot more hip-hop. So I just want to put that out there. So some of the music I'll be playing is not for your children. So I just want to warn you. All right, again, we're going to get back into some more of this music. When you call in, I will come in and we will talk to him. This is Cal Money, Jay's Verse.
I'm a real nigga, I make a song bleed. Pack a picture when I die, they gon' remember me. Good living, going to a fucking ton of weed. But you need to look, all the days in the Garden City. I get 8 pounds, if you getting in. Price starts by 2, if you getting 10. Cause I'm 45, come and pick it up. And I run my own, cut the middlemen, got nigga hoes counting up my fucking dividends. I don't trust nobody, and I don't even care. Snitch gonna snitch like a nigga gon' breathe out. So I watch my front, Glock got my back. Missile blow holes through that 8-town fitted cap. Try to cash out, I just pay a rent. These niggas bustin' up money over fucking bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. More or less, I got this street gang tied up. And you lose it cause your team ain't tight enough. On my Yamaha, tell them hate me now. Bought a house, put the beavers in the backyard. Independent blood, send the kid running shit. This is all just a brag about me getting it. Let the seed grow, Georgia sunshine. Speak of video, put it online. Ass clapping red bones, I deserve applause. Bikini tops, you can see they nipples getting hard. Drunk it all a bit, call me Kanye. That's your fucking mic, who cares what you say? Check your fan base, now look at me. I'm on the beach where a real ball is supposed to be. Breast in my face, ass on my lap. This a life, I ain't never gonna look back. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch.
I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch.
I'm counting money, bitch. Put niggas lame, run the stacks up, put you in the game. A lot of niggas talking bad like they doing it, but they fast fading now like sad music. To them through longevity, I got stacks. Tell them pussy niggas, I got tracks. Put the industry, now I plan to do my thing. Hustle hard, I ain't a motherfucking game. I'm a veteran, deserve a Purple Heart. Been down since Daisy Juice, I swear to God. If this my last shot, I'ma kill this song. Every verse I spit, every hook I'm on. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. Damn, putting on, man, we hood rich. SAP roll, I never flow. Said I only did lit shit, that's on blood.
Y'all, welcome back to So Ambitious here on Lawless Radio. Now, our guest is on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. So, what's going on with you, Juice? How are you?
I'm good. I'm just out here in California just enjoying this weather right now. How you doing with
Hammond? I'm jealous. I'm in Georgia, so you know our weather is crazy out here.
Is that right?
Y'all have that good weather.
Right? I heard it was a tornado out there with something. Is that true?
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Oh, okay. They're getting it together out there, though, huh? How's the weather doing today?
Yeah, they're trying to get it together, but I ain't even going to talk about the government and stuff here.
Right.
I'm just going to leave them alone.
You already know they had, you know how it is. We got to keep on pushing, though.
Now, for everybody that's listening, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Juice, G-C-E. Flair about the Bay, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a rap group, Bullies with Fullies, with the rapper Matthew Marr, you know what I'm saying? I'm pushing my new single right now, No Clothes. Catching wind right now all over the country, and that's what it is.
All right. Now, how did you get into this whole music thing? What was it that made you want to do this?
Incarceration. You know what I'm saying? I was locked up, and music was the only thing, you know what I'm saying, I could do. Because it'd get me through the time. Instead of getting in trouble, keep on fighting, I just start beating on my chest and snapping fingers and putting words together, making a rhyme. You feel me? And that's
so
how
did
I came
you know
about
that you had that? Did you know that you had that talent before that? Or is it something that you just discovered while you were in there?
My mama, you know, we all grew up in church. My mama was a gospel singer. You know what I'm saying? And then my father, he played with Sly and the Family Stones with Jimi Hendrix and them back when I was little. So I always had the music in me, you know what I'm saying? But I got with my homeboy, this rapper out from California by the name of Sebo. Sebo taught me how to put it together. We was locked up. We actually did like 3 years together, you know, in YA. And then, you know what I'm saying, when I got out of California Youth Authority, you know what I mean? I've been pushing ever since. That's how it happened.
Okay, now with your family being into music like that, how did they feel once you got involved in it? Were they supportive of it, or was it something that they didn't want you to do?
No, they were definitely supportive of it because it kept me from, you know what I mean, getting in trouble. I stayed doing music, you know what I'm saying, instead of, you know, being on the block posted up or somewhere doing some gang violence or something. I'm somewhere on tour or in the street passing out a CD, you know, shake a hand, make a fan, you know what I mean? My mama, like, long as she ain't got to worry about, you know, getting that phone call, she, like, keep on pushing. And, I mean, for her, you know how it is now these days. You know, back then when we started, the internet wasn't popping as much. But, you know, our parents and nieces and grandmothers and everybody on the internet, everybody got a Facebook or a Twitter. So when my mama see how the fans is and how they react and, you know, different things like that, she love it. They definitely supportive of it. You know, they always going to hit you with the, oh, choose one God, worldly music, this and that. But at the end of the day, I'm still being blessed. I'm still here. You feel me?
So what is it that's keeping you focused and keeping you grounded now?
My sons. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I got two sons, and they be like, Dad, go out there and get it. You got talent. Do your thing. So I stay focused for them, and I stay focused for myself. You know, I love the music. It ain't even about the money with me. It's just in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's in my soul. I just love to do music. I love to have fun. And I love when I'm in the streets, because out here, you know, I could be in traffic and they not even know who I am, but I'm sitting next to them and they listening to me. Like, that feel good. You know what I'm saying? That keep me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
That let me know that I got people that be hitting me and be like, yeah, man, I'm at school listening to your music or whatever. Every day I take a shower and listen to your music. All that right there, that's motivation. It keep me grounded.
Okay, now, in your bio, I read that you work with people like Too Short, Nate Dogg, Juvenile. How did all of those collabs come about?
Well, Juvenile, I met Juvenile through a partner of mine named JT, the Bigger Figure. He got a book out there. He actually be, like, in Atlanta, too, sometime. Like, he be with the Mandatory Business magazine. Him and Snoop Dogg got a magazine together. That's how I met Juvenile. And Young Buck and all of them back in the days, they had came to the Bay, and, you know, like, it's only a few hoods in my city, so when they came out there, they wanted to go shopping. And I was the only one that was around, so JT called me and was like, man, take them shopping. So I took them to the hood, to the spot where they wanted to get some gear. And after that, I was on the road with Juvenile and Young Buck. We went and did a show with Mystico, and then me and him put a song together and came out, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, Snoop and them, we all on the West Coast, E-40, that's like my uncle. You know what I'm saying? It's just all about just running around and just politicking because we all in the same backyard. And, I mean, if you out here doing your thing, we can't, you know, some people can't do nothing respect it. On the other hand, it's a lot of behind wall ties, too, like people in jail, you know what I'm saying, knowing each other and family members and doing time, making phone calls and saying, yo, this is my people's hook up with this person and doing that and doing that. So that's how it pretty much came about, just being out here on the streets and making people hear about you, you know?
Now, how have things changed for you, though, since you got into music and all of this stuff started happening for you? How has everything changed for you?
I mean, I just seen a whole nother world, you know what I'm saying? Like, being in the hood 365 days out the year, you know what I'm saying? Being in the music, it taught me that every other hood in America, we all go through the same thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, you know, getting on the plane and jumping out in another state, rubbing elbows with other people, you know what I'm saying, doing songs with other talented individuals. Like, that was a lot for me, you know what I'm saying, to just see that and just experience that. Like, just even the fact of just going to a whole other state that I ain't never been to before and to walk out on the stage and do a song and they singing your lyrics with you, like, that energy is just, it's great.
Okay. I have to say this, though, in the middle of the interview, I love the Cali accent, so I'm just sitting here listening to you. I'm so used to listening to my country accent and everybody else around here. I don't know, but I just love the Cali accent. And I know I'm a PR myself, and I got my client on with a guy named 210 West. I don't know if you heard about him out there in California. But he's also an artist, and he has a radio show, so I was just like, I was excited. I just love the accent, so I just had to put that out there. I don't know, I just do.
I'm used to it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my people's, like, they from, like, all my family come from the South, like, all of them. My mama, everybody, they from Mississippi, Atlanta, Alabama. You know, a lot from the East Coast, like Brooklyn, the Bronx, you know, all back that way.
Mm-hmm.
Shreveport, Gumptown, you know, so I'm used to it, like hearing people say scrimp instead of shrimp or screet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm used to all that, and it's kind of like it's kind of like it's in me, because like when I rap, I kind of rap a certain way to where all that, you know what I'm saying, it's just in me to sound a certain way, and I get it from my mom and them, because if you was around my family, you wouldn't even think they were from California, because they just all, that Southern, and what a lot of people don't know, you know, you got real true people that was raised in the Golden State, but a lot of people from in Cali come from back that way, you know, just all the stuff that went on back in the days, you know, with the slavery and all that shit that went on. Everybody migrated this way and created families and started having money, and you know what I'm saying? And it just, the story goes on from there, you know what I mean? Because my mom and them, one of the first gangs in Hunters Point, which is the hood where I'm from, was called, it's called the Gladiators. But they came from the South, you know what I'm saying? Everybody came from the South when there was, it really wasn't no black people in Hunters Point. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It was just it was just all like white people. They had the good look overlooking the bay, and then the black people migrated from like Mississippi and all back that way, and then created families. And that's why I say a lot of California lifestyle is Southern rooted. I think that's why the bay in the South is kind of like real connected, kind of strong. Definitely.
Okay. Well, I got it bad because I'm just straight country. I'm from North Carolina. All of my family is there. But I moved to Georgia, so I'm mixed with North Carolina and Georgia, so I'm all messed up.
I love North and South Carolina. You ever heard of 263 out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all them dudes. They came out here and shot a movie with me back in the days in the early 2000s. Megabucks and all of them guys out there. So yeah, we familiar with it too. Plus we like J. Cole out here.
Now, tell me about So Hood, because I also read in your bio that was the song that actually made it on to BET and MTV. So how was that in your video on those major networks?
It was exciting for me because, you know, I guess like radio support in different markets, you know, out there down south and on the East Coast. You know, from what I hear out this way, they get a lot of support. Like, they play their own people. Well, this way, you know, very so often you get lucky to hear somebody from your own backyard really on the airwaves. You know, it's pretty much, the major's pretty much dominating everything because it's all about money. You know what I mean? So you just really just have to have, like, a really big record, strong record to where you just don't, they don't got no choice. Like, it's obvious that they just have an issue with you as a person if they're not playing your record, and your record is big. And so to break through that barrier and to get, you know, your record played up to 300 spins, from 300 spins a week to, you know what I'm saying, like to all that, and then to just hit like mainstream like that, and everybody in all these different places, you know, Texas showed us a lot of love, Carolina, like all those markets, you know, Chicago, everywhere just, you know, kind of just gravitated to the song. And it was, and we was coming from California. It just was a good feeling. I was happy about it, but I wasn't satisfied because I felt like there's more work needed to be done, and that's why I'm talking to you today, because we got to keep pushing.
Okay. Now, how do you think that music has changed over the years, from like the '80s hip hop, the '90s, on even the early 2000s? How do you think it's different now?
The good and the bad. I think it's different as far as like lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Like the hip hop culture back in the days was like, it was ours. I mean, definitely we wanted the world to hear our message, and that's what I think hip hop was about back then, like them hearing our message. It wasn't so much about what it is now. It's like a big party and everybody just partying, and ain't no real messages being put out there. Back in the '80s, it was about having a real message, and you had to actually be like from the hood, or you had to know where everything was gonna be at in order to even hear the music. It wasn't as easy for somebody to just be like, oh, turn on the radio and check this out. Now you had to be at the spot, you know what I'm saying, in the basement. Mm-hmm. And these DJs was the only ones that had these records. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it was mm-hmm. back then, which I felt was more cultural and to who we are. And there was a message about it behind it, you know, fight the power, do this, do that. You know, this is what's going on. They ain't showing what's happening in the community. Now it's just more like, you know, everything is party. Everything is party now. You know what I'm saying? And, and I feel like it's okay to party. It's okay to have fun. But in the same token, like, send that message, because a lot of us that do make it, you know what I'm saying, we still got the hood behind us, and we still got people struggling in the hood. We still got, you know, mothers on welfare. We still got sons and daughters out there who parents and got killed by gang violence or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
We still got a lot
mm-hmm.
of things that's going on that need to be talked about. And if you're not lyrical, your message won't get perceived the way it's supposed to, because people going to be like, oh, that shit crap, I don't want to hear shit. Turn shit off.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing
yeah.
you could do is get on there and just say some old dumb ass shit over a hot ass beat, and now everybody feeling it.
Right.
And that's all you're going to be perceived as. You know what I'm saying? That's all you're going to get took for. It's just
mm-hmm.
like a party rapper. And that's why you got like a lot of cats be like one hit wonders. They come with that one song, you never hear about them again. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
the majors treat you like, oh, we don't want to hear about what's going on in the community. We want to hear about some bitches and jewelry and some blah, 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 blah.
That
do
is
a song
true.
Like this. We want you to sound like this on this, you know, come like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, ain't no creativity. So that to me, that's the difference between, you know, the music in the time frame. And I feel like me, myself, that's why I feel how I feel about myself and my creativity as an artist, because now it's to the point to where I don't really, you know, I got my accent as far as coming from California, but my music is not, it's not, you can't just be like, oh, he's from here. Because I don't got the hyphy sound, like, you know, the real fast, up-tempo BPM.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got that down south kind of tempo, and I want to say something at the end of the day. I want to have fun, but when you pick up my album, this is what's really going on. This is what's happening. This is me, and I got talent. I don't want to be like hella tattoos and hella jewelry. Like, I got
mm-hmm.
talent. You feel me?
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what? A lot of these artists don't realize they're looking for a major label to pick them up, but sometimes it's best to be independent, because like you were saying, you don't have somebody trying to mold you into something else. You can pretty much do your music the way you want to do it, put it out the way you want to put it. Nobody's going to push you as hard as you're going to push yourself.
Exactly. And you know, like, you know, right now underground, they call me Mr. Underground Mainstream. And at the end of the day, you know, if I was to go link up with a Maybach music group, or to go link up with a YNCMB, like, it's just an imprint for me. And it's going to be, like, you know, a good thing to do business with these guys that's doing their thing. But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue to keep pushing how I'm pushing, because I come from an area where the independent hustle is what makes us who we are today. See, you got some artists where they come out and they be like, I need a deal.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about going and pressing up your own CDs and pressing up your own singles and pay for your own ads in the magazines
mm-hmm.
and book your own tours and get out there and get your own money. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So,
now go ahead. Tell me about some of the producers you've worked with.
Some of the producers I work with, let's see. I work with Rick Rock. I got to jump on some stuff with the Olympics, Charlie Fail, Tom Capone, One Drop Scott, Chris Siege, a producer that's with Dipset. KC Khalil, another producer that's up and coming, on the rise. Who else? I got a track from Rich Boy. I think that's about it. I haven't worked with too many major producers. I mean, I would like to, but I haven't. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get there, though. Definitely trying to get there. A lot of those producers that I just mentioned, some of them got some pretty big names, but only one of them, well, two of them is like from down south out that way. The rest of them is like all up here on the West Coast. I got on some stuff with Warren G. Daz, you remember Daz from the Dog Pound?
Mm-hmm.
Daz
mm-hmm.
and Corrupt, yeah, Daz produced something for me. I remember Daz had did some stuff with Jermaine Dupri back in the days when I think Daz was signed to So So Def for a minute, but that was a while ago.
mm-hmm.
But other than that, that's really it. I would like to do some stuff with like Polo to Die and who else out there making some hot stuff, Pharrell. I don't know. I just want like a different type of sound. Like I just want some real instruments. You know what I'm saying? Some people like 40, the one that be making the beats for Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I rapped on some stuff with The Business. You ever heard of The Business? The ones out of Seattle, Washington. They did a lot of stuff for T-Pain. They did a lot of stuff for T-Pain and Wayne.
Mhm.
So, you know, I've been getting around. I move around.
I see that. I mean, the way you grind it, you'll get to work with every last one of them, I'm sure. Then I get to look and say, you know what? I had him on my show. I talked to him.
No, it's good. I mean,
I can
I'm
brag
not going
a little bit.
I'm not going to change. I'm going to talk to your show again. I wouldn't care if I had $100 million. That's the thing. Like, we don't really have a lot of outlets no more, and a lot of stations is turning to.
That is so true.
A lot of stations is turning to the top disco pop. You know what I'm saying? They're
mm-hmm.
shutting a lot of stuff down, so it's just like, I can only do what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so
here
I gotta
play indie artists, so.
Yeah, so I got to continue to keep.
All right, now you're single, not wearing clothes. Tell me a little bit about that.
Hold on right quick. Actually, I didn't even want to do the song.
Really?
But they kept on asking me, like, they was like, do this song, it's going to be a good song, do this song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, and I did the song, and then all the youngsters, like, it's more like, I mean, it's cool for, like, older people to party to it, but then the younger generation like it too. So I'm just keeping it youthful, and that's really what that song was about. And then, like, with the lyrics and stuff, I just really try to just have fun and crack jokes. That's why I'm talking about Montana Fishburne and Brian Pumper,
mm-hmm.
you know, just having fun with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's about, and just to kind of like get the, you know, looking at what's being played in the club and what could be mixed in easily for the DJs, and they got a nice beat. So
mm-hmm.
to just continue to keep myself being in the loop with what's going on, I got to keep up with the times, you know? So that's really what it's about. Strip club.
Oh, we're going to go into that now. Go ahead and introduce it.
Yeah, this your boy Juice, G-U-C-E from the Bay, and it's my new single, No Clothes, produced by Casey Khalil. Check it out.
Drop it down low. Down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch your toes. Touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Get. Drop it down low.
Yeah.
Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch your toes. Touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Go big. Go big.
Go.
Let me see you get it like a football. Rex City trick, that Rex City trick. Then let me see you get freaky with another chick. Got bottles, got pills, on some other ish. In the club, everybody got on like this. We the business, Cali boys club fix. All the girls messing with this, yeah, I beat it up. Brian Pumper, Montana, Fishburne. She got me on straight like a pimp. Let me see your hula hoop. Touch your toes.
top, now drop low. Like you got the good, good, really wanna know. Do it like you're not wearing clothes for the dough.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Drop it down low,
down low.
Baby, let me see your hands, go touch your toes, touch your top. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Drop it down low,
down low.
Baby, let me see your hands, go touch your toes, touch your top. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Your body, girl, put your middle fingers up. Leave your man at home, let juicy juice touch. It's a rock at the party on the tour bus. Girl, you ain't coming if the homies can't buck. Take your clothes off, shake it like a sauce shaker. Now let me get that jawbreaker. Oh man, I love my women. Amber Rose, red bottom, 6 inches. Pockets on Kim Kardashian. Your body like Serena, I'm smashing it. Go stupid, go dumb on the flow. Girl, I'm trying to see your show like I'm in the front row.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Drop it down low,
down low.
Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch your toes, touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Drop it down low,
down low.
Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch your toes, touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing
clothes.
Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Don't mind, let me see you shake your ass. The girl dance, 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 dance like this.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Lawless Radio. That was Juice with Not Wearing Clothes. I'm going to go ahead and bring him back in. All right, I actually like that. You said you didn't want to do it at first?
Nah, I didn't, because, I mean, it's a little bit out of my character. But, you know, after a while, it grew on me.
That's definitely like a club banger, though. Can you see these chicks in the club dancing to that?
Yeah, off top. I mean, as soon as they hear the beat, as soon as they come on, they start dancing and wiggling to it. So I'll be like, all right, that's what's up. So I rock with it. I rock with it, but I want people to perceive me, you know, as being more talented than that, not just looking
right.
at me like, oh, okay, that's just what he on that. Like, you know, that's just the norm. But it ain't like that, though. It's deeper than that.
Okay. Now, how is your music different from any of the music that's out now? What separates you from everybody else?
I wouldn't say that I'm separated because we all, you know what I'm saying, come from the struggle. I just consider myself like an underground mainstream. You know, that's what they call me, Mr. Underground Mainstream. You know, I'm underground with it, but I got a mainstream sound. And it's almost like it even separates me from my own area, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what I feel like doing, you know? It separates me because I'm on my own, you know what I'm saying? On my own hype. I ain't on nobody else's hype. I ain't trying to sound like nobody else. I ain't trying to be like nobody else. I'm just doing me, you know? Accept it or reject it. It is what it is. But it's the struggle, though, you know what I'm saying? And everybody... You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own story of how it come about. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jeezy had his story with BMF, you know. Pac had his story with Death Row. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got my story with Get Packed, Booze and Foolies. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
what advice would you give all of the other artists that's trying to make it in?
Say it again.
What advice would you give the other artists that's trying to come in?
Be independent. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing and be happy and humble about what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't let cause somebody else on TV jumping around with a bunch of jewelry on, you know what I'm saying, have you stressed out feeling that you've got to jump off a cliff just to get in position like they are. You know what I'm saying? Just keep pushing. Let the music speak for itself. Let the talent speak for itself, you know. Take your money and invest into yourself. Whatever you put into yourself is what you're going to get back out of the streets. With the streets, as long as you got the streets, you can always survive in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know what I'm saying? And Rick Ross is a perfect example of that. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got the streets, as long as people on the streets liking your music, you ain't got to be the top 20 on the radio because the streets going to support you. You feel me?
That's true. That's true.
So, that's where I'm at with it.
Give us your links where they can keep up with you and get your music and see your videos.
Just tell them to hit me on Twitter, @JuiceWorld. GUCEWORLD. You'll be able to find about everything, what I'm doing every day, what links I got every day. Just follow me. Follow me on Twitter.
And I've already started doing that. So I followed you like right before the show. I finally got your Twitter, so I'm already locked in. So
make sure you send me a message so I can follow you back. At me so I can follow you back.
I did. I added you. I put out there that you were calling in, so you should see it. But I definitely followed you.
Okay, that's what's up.
I
hope that weather
get
better for y'all out there. Huh?
I got to keep up with Mr. Cali.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you have any shout-outs or anything you want to get out?
Definitely shout-out to my, publicist, Bree, And, shout-out to my team, Get Paid, everybody, all my fans, I ain't got a lot, but I got 50-something thousand fans following me on Twitter. I need more. I'm trying to get a million. But, shout out to everybody that's supporting me, all the DJs that's pushing my single. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
Well, you definitely have another fan over here.
Huh?
Yeah, I said you definitely have another fan over here, and I'll definitely, promote whatever you have. Brianna's my girl. That's my homegirl. But I'm also a publicist, a manager, so I do some of the same stuff that she do. So I'll definitely.
Oh, do management, huh?
I'm a manager of a publicist. I do radio. I do some of everything.
Get at me.
Get at me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll follow you on Twitter, so, we can keep in contact.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. I'm definitely going to have you back on, though, for real.
Okay, that's what's up. I appreciate it. But make sure you get at me. I'll talk to you about the business stuff.
All right, well, like I said, it's at SoAmbitious1. You should see it in your mentions. So go ahead and follow me back and go ahead and hit me up.
Okay, that's what's up. All right.
All right, have a good evening.
All right, you too.
All right, y'all, that was Juice calling in. Now we're going to play his song one more time before we go out. And I'm going to end the show with that. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you. Catch me on Friday, this coming Friday, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Lawless Radio. Catch the rest of my Lawless family here also. Now we're going to go out with Juice, not wearing clothes.
Drop it down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch the top.
Drop it down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch the top. Do
Dance, dance, dance.